You know what I'd like to say first for everybody to know? When we heard those ladies pray, do we not have some godly women? Woo! That's good for me.
For anybody who doesn't know Steve, he's pretty shy. So.
I am.
Get ready.
I kind of take this as, you know, what a great opportunity it is. Anytime you get to speak about God's word. Yeah, you might want to back up just a little bit. But listen, what an opportunity, because God's word has got the power to change the world. It's got the power to change people's lives. And so for me, I feel like when I have the opportunity to speak God's word, I'm going to tell you what it's not going to be. It's not going to be monotone and quiet. You are not going to count the ceiling tiles. I am not going to let you. If I have to, I don't know what I'll do. But listen, I don't believe God's word ever has to come out that way. It's got enough in it. It's a living word, right? That can change us. This morning, I want to let you guys know my wife left me. Haha, she went to her mom's. Only for a few days. She'll come back. Okay, but anyway, I thought you guys might be interested to know that. I got 36 years with her, and she still says she loves me. To me, listen, yeah. Hooray for me. You should be clapping for me. That's good for me. Listen, in 36 years, you know there's been a whole lot of forgiveness of me. So, God has been good to me. God has been so good to me. He's given me everything that I have, and I am thankful. I want to pray this morning before we go into God's word. And listen, I want you to take something home from God this morning. I've been praying for you already all week, and I've had other people praying for you, that God would help you not to hear me, but that you would hear him. Do you know this many people can make such a change in God's kingdom? 12 turned the whole world upside down. And there's more than 12 in here. What we can do if we'll take that on to ourselves and think about it, right? Let's pray. Dear God, I come before you this morning. And God, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you, God. You're my one defense. You're my righteousness. And God, I pray this morning that as we speak about your word, that you would go before, and God, you would go behind, and God, you would go with me, and God, that it would come out and give you glory and help your people. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. The first week, if any of you don't remember, I talked about stirring you up. There's another word in the Bible that talks about exhorting. You know what that is? That's getting behind your team. That's like a cheerleader. That's like somebody who's holding you up. Right? I wanted to stir you up. That was Easter Sunday. Do we have something to be stirred up for? Yes. Yes. Listen, death is the biggest battle that everyone fights. And everyone loses, but that's the one they're fighting. Listen, Jesus overcame death.
Amen.
That should really help you. Jesus overcame death. The resurrection is why we have hope. Okay, the second one is, I said redundant words. I'm going to say some redundant words. Okay? We are to love one another. The Bible says we are to love one another. So guess what that means? You are to love me. Okay, you don't have to like it. We had a friend. This is true. Listen, I want you to hear. We had a little girl. She would come to our house. She would come to our house with my daughter. And you would tell her something. And you know what she would do? Don't tell me that. That doesn't help, right? You can say, don't tell me that. You can try and deny it. I don't have to love Steve. The Bible says you do. The Bible says we're to love one another. So you know what? Hey, you know what I'm supposed to do? I am supposed to love you. I am. That's my job, is to love you. If I'm going to love God like I'm supposed to, I'm going to love you too. Do you hear me? That's my job. If we're not doing that, we are not doing what God says. That means we're disobedient. You know what happens to disobedient children? That's right. And God whips harder than anybody I know. Anybody I know. Do you hear me? Listen, so if you're having a problem loving today, you better fix it. Before you get your whipping, you better fix it. Okay, so that was the first 2 weeks I did. This third week, we're going into this. Here's my question. Do you give love a bad name? That was also a song by Bon Jovi in 1984. It was very successful for him, you know? Shot to the heart, baby, you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
There was another one called Good Love and Gone Bad.
That's another one, too. I guess I could have used that one, too. Right, Good Love and Gone Bad. I want to tell you, I had a girlfriend. Now, my wife's not here, so I can tell you this. She's been gone both times I taught this lesson.
She a raven?
I guess maybe. God knows. So I had this girlfriend. You guys, now, I don't want anybody judging me after this. I had this girlfriend. And she was kind of pretty. And we were walking down the street.
Did you tell her that? You're kind of pretty.
I thought she was... I thought she was real pretty. Listen, I'm going to... Valerie, can you help me just for a second? Just a second. So Valerie's really pretty. This girl was kind of pretty. Okay, so I'm holding her hand as we're walking. I want you guys to stay with me now, okay? Don't judge me. So we're walking down the street, right? Well, this girl, she sees these guys in this car coming. And she says,
what did I
say? I gotta tie my shoe.
So she lets go of my hand and bends down to tie her shoe, right? And these guys come by in the car and they go, and she goes, okay, you can sit down. Thank you. How did I? Yeah, excellent. Hey, listen. How did I feel? Really good. Hey, I was pumped up, right? What a great catch. No. That was a minor thing in life, right? Minor. She didn't want to hold. Well, I found out. I didn't marry her. Do you give love a bad name? Do you know anyone in here? Listen, I'm really surprised. I talked to some people who were under 20 and just out of high school and stuff, and I asked them, I said, do you know who Benedict Arnold is? And you know what they said? No. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. Benedict Arnold. Do you know why you don't hear people called Benedict today? Nobody's naming their kids. Hey, why don't we name our kid Benedict? No. You know why? Listen to this. He gave love of country a bad name. You are not going to name your kid Benedict.
Or Judas.
We're going to get to that in a minute. Quit jumping ahead of me. He's right, though. Listen to this. So we're not, love of country. He gave love of country a bad name. You know how many people got named their kids Washington? Lots. Right? You know how many people named them all these Thomas, and we have all these pretty people who love their country? We do it. Love of country. He gave love of country a bad name because he was a traitor. He almost gave away West Point during the Revolution. He did. And he is known. He could have went down as a great known man. It's one of those ones up there. But he was a traitor. And he gave love of country a bad name. It's possible. I want you to know something. Don't feel that you're outside the realm of giving love a bad name. Don't feel like it. It can happen. If there's a root of bitterness that grows up in you, you can do it.
That's right.
You could grow up and get older and give love a bad name. There's also, Delilah is not a very popular name for people who know the story, right? Delilah is not a popular name for the people that know the story. She gave love a bad name. She took someone's trust and she and her lover, her supposed love, and got someone to, right, to reveal his weakness. And then, so people, listen, we don't hear people under 30, though, sometimes now they're naming their kid Delilah. I don't know. I wonder if Jezebel's going to come out sometime. Wouldn't that be something? You know a Jezebel?
In Cuba, we gave a bicycle to a girl named Jezebel.
Oh,
your mother and dad didn't know the Bible.
I'm thinking you're right. I have to tell you this. I was at the zoo several years ago, and there was a mom who was pushing her carriage, and there was a little boy running. She said, "Lucifer, come back here, Lucifer." I'm not kidding. Oh yeah, think about that for a minute.
Maybe that was just her nickname for him.
Well, that was pre-Isaiah 14.
Okay.
Last night our son texted us that he had taken his friend to the hospital because his ex-girlfriend had punched his front teeth out.
that gives love a bad name.
David's quick wit. We're glad to hear it's his ex.
Yeah, really. Not his present one. Okay, we get to this one. This one I still haven't heard. Even though I heard somebody called Lucifer, I have never heard someone named the name of the one who gave the love of God a bad name. I have still not heard people name that, okay? Judas. Think about this. Jesus spent all this time with this man. Wouldn't you like, right now while you're alive, wouldn't you like to have 1 hour sitting down with Jesus? Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be the greatest thing ever for you, for right now?
Yeah.
Give me five minutes even. Wouldn't that be cool? This guy had 3 years with him. And the Bible tells us, if you look in Matthew 26, 47 through 56, it's the story of this. But I want you to look at verse 50. Can somebody read that if you got it open today? Would you read verse 50?
And Jesus said unto him, "Friend, wherefore art thou come?" Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him.
Right before he said that, Judas had walked up to him and kissed him. Now listen, people in here who are married, this is the people who should know this, okay? If you're married, do you know how intimate kissing is? Marilyn, do you know how intimate kissing?
Sure.
That is an intimate thing. That is not that's not like, "Hey, how you doing?" That's not that. That's like no other human touch. Do you hear me? That's like no other human touch.
Amen.
And Judas betrayed the love of God with a kiss. With a kiss. He kissed him. He put his lips on him and kissed him. I'm telling you, nobody, I've heard Lucifer, but I've heard no one called Judas. These people we've talked about gave love a bad name. They gave love a bad name. We, as Christian people, as members of a church, the family of God, we have a responsibility. The Bible tells us. The Bible tells us we have a responsibility to give love a good name, to glorify God. We are to glorify God. We're to glorify God in our friendships. We're to glorify God in the way we carry it. We are to glorify God. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. If someone's got that, would you read that for us, please? You don't have to wait on me to call on you. Go ahead. And
therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God.
Right. Very good. Isn't that good? We are ambassadors.
That's right.
I'm going to say this again, because redundant words, remember? We are ambassadors. I want you to think about what an ambassador is, what an ambassador does. An ambassador comes from another place, from another country. Doesn't the Bible say we are not of We're not of this world, but we're... Oh, okay, right. Oh, you're right. You're right with me. We are not of this world, but we are in this world, and we are in this world to be ambassadors.
That's right.
You are an ambassador. You can put your name right there, Ambassador Tanya. Ambassador Marilyn. Ambassador Kevin. You are an ambassador. That is an official title. That is what God's thing is. We are an ambassador. We have come from another place to this place. We are part of another kingdom, and we're here. And what are we supposed to do with that? Let me tell you what. This is supposed to affect our dress. You ever see those people like from Mozambique or something who are ambassadors? You ever see the stuff they wear? I mean, I don't think it would look good for us. I'm just saying. They got some, they dress from their country. They dress. Oh, yeah, Steve, you're talking about Christian people and the way we dress. Yes, I am. Yep, you're right. I am. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Christian people and the way we dress. Is that right? Yes, it is. The way we speak. We have a different speech, right? These people who come from another country, don't you think, wow, they sound funny. I thought that before. Don't judge me. I thought people sound funny. But you know what? We should sound different to the world.
That's right.
If you are a Christian, listen to me. If you are a Christian person and you sound just like Joe the mechanic who smashes his finger, you are not different. That's what the Bible says, right? Shouldn't our speech... Remember what happened to Peter around the fire? Right? Didn't they say, oh, your speech betrays you? How did they know? He sounded different. We are to sound different. If I hurt your feelings, please forgive me. Blame God. What's that verse? Did you find that, Eric, sir? The verse I was saying? Whatsoever you do in word or deed, right?
1 Corinthians 10:30.
Yeah, read that. Let's quote that. Do you know it or quote it? Can you read it?
Whatsoever you do, whether word or deed. I'm thinking give glory to God in all that you do, whether you eat or drink.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted.
Oh. I was wrong.
Isn't that amazing? The one I wanted is the one he didn't quote, but then he did it. That's right. That's the one I wanted. Say it again.
What's the reference? Whether you eat or drink, whatsoever you do, give glory to God. Okay. That's kind of a paraphrase.
I'll take it. Ambassadors?
Okay.
What is it?
1031.
1031.
Ambassadors, let me tell you something. Oh, wait a minute, Steve. Listen to what I'm saying. Now, this is God's word. This isn't Steve. I hope when you hear this, you don't say, this is what Brother Steve said this. I had some kids in a Bible school one time run down and tell their parents that Brother Steve said we're going to swim in a chocolate river in heaven. I did. But they said that's not in the Bible. And they said it's in Brother Steve's Bible. I don't have a Bible. I'm just letting you know, I haven't written none. But I want you to know, if you don't hear God's word, ignore it. Listen to me. If you don't hear God's word, ignore it totally. Whatever I'm saying, whatever anybody's saying. But if you hear God's word, I pray you're exhorted. I pray you're stirred up. I pray it helps you. That verse says, whatever you
do,
eat
or drink, mundane things.
Whatever you eat or drink should also represent you as an ambassador. Didn't Han say, the Bible says, remember he read his note? There's people that say, this is what Han's seen, okay? Han, somebody, a foreigner coming to our, this is what he sees. But some people say, the Bible doesn't say I can't do that, so
I'll do it,
right? How many people have you ever heard use that verse? The Bible doesn't say it's wrong.
I hear that all the time.
Isn't that amazing?
Even when the Bible says it's wrong.
Right. Very good, Bert. Yeah, they even say when the Bible does say it's wrong. Very good. Like I said, if you don't hear God's word, please don't listen. But if you do, please do. Let me tell you something else about ambassadors. Ambassadors do not own their home. Isn't that amazing? Guess what? I live at 30051 Progress. I don't own that home. Now, I have a mortgage with my name on it, but I don't own that home. You know, God has let me live there for a little while. That's not my house. I have cars. I have everything's been supplied to me.
That's right.
Everything's been supplied to me. It's been given to me. Everything I have has been given to me. Do you hear me? It's not mine. It's been given to me. And I'm an ambassador. My other kingdom supplies me. Isn't that nice? What we need to know in this capacity, when you're an ambassador, you give the positions of your home country. You don't give your own positions. You give the positions of the home country. This is what, from my country, this is how we feel. From my land, this is what we promote. Okay? So you need to know that. We're also to function as a servant, a steward, representing our country faithfully. We are also supposed to practice, listen to this, think about this, if you're an ambassador, should we not practice hospitality, courteousness? Wouldn't it be terrible if your country was represented by someone who was rude, mean, angry, violent? Wouldn't that, you know, they've called, have you ever heard about ambassadors being called home? Oh, come home. You bad. Right? Listen, it's possible. We are God's ambassadors. Do you know, think about it for a minute. Think with me. Do you know what, there's some things we have. We have speech, we have other things. But we also have our countenance, the way we look, the way we, has anyone ever seen a prunish, prude looking person? Really? And I'm the only one. No one else ever. Have you ever seen somebody that it looks like if they smiled, their face would crack? Time would stop. Right? Time would stop. If they smiled. They say, now listen, I'm going to tell you this for your own good here. They said that undertakers have the worst time when they have somebody, when they're trying to put a smile on them who didn't smile. Now that's, I mean, they're trying to, hey, they're trying to. Sometimes it doesn't work. This is what I heard now. I heard that when they go to Undertaker, that they have a very hard, very difficult time to get it up to a smile. Okay? Because they've spent their whole life not smiling. Our countenance is talked about in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's talked about. We should have a good countenance. You know, the best looking you there is the one that smiles. Do you want to be the most attractive you? It's the one who smiles. I think we can help on first look at people as Christians. I heard this story. You guys can take this with you. It's free. There was, when Teddy Roosevelt was president, they didn't have cars back then. They had he rode his horse everywhere. That's the kind of guy he was. And he rode his horse, and he was with other guys. He would still go out with these people that would protect him, and he came to a riverbank. And at this riverbank, it was flooded over, and you could only get across on horseback. And there was a guy there, perchance, who happened to be waiting at the riverbank. And the only way to get across was on horseback, and so he went up to one of the riders, and he asked them for a ride across the river. And the guy said, sure. Put him up on his horse, and he carried him across the river. When they got across the river, one of the men came up to this guy and said, hey, do you know who took you across the river? No. He said, that was the president. That was Teddy Roosevelt, just took you across that river. He goes, really? And he said, yeah. He said, well, why did you choose him? Why did you choose this guy to take you across? And you know what he said? He had a yes face. Isn't that something? He had a yes face. What kind of face do you have? Ambassador, what kind of face do you have? He had a yes face. I thought, man, isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you hope you have a yes face?
Yeah.
And we can. All right, so I'm going to let you have four things to know before we go home. Four things. I want you to know that verse, 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, you are an ambassador. You need to know you're an ambassador. You need to look for ways to represent your king, your country. You need to look for those ways. And it will take time and effort. You know what I find out? I find out if anybody has something good in them, whether it's good words, whether it's that yes face, whether it's anything like that, do you know what I find? They didn't just get it. Do you hear me? They did not just get that. If somebody's good and somebody's kind, they didn't get it because they just started today. Right? They got it because they've been working at it for a long time. If you're going to get something good and it's going to be in your life, you're going to work at it. You ever see somebody the first time bowling? Yeah, that's not good. Right? What's those gutters for? But you know the guy who's been practicing for a long time, right? I haven't bowled in a long time, but I worked at a bowling alley. But I knew those guys who had a lot of time in because they were good. And it's the same thing for us. If you are a good, trying to be holy person, righteous in front of God, it did not just happen. You didn't wake up one morning and say, oh, look, I'm righteous. I'm doing right. No, you've been doing right for a long time. Keep going. I exhort you. Okay, so it's an honor and privilege to be an ambassador. Think about that for a minute. If you got a call today and it was the president and he said, I would like you, Rob Greer, to go to China and be my ambassador. Would you not take that as an honor? Oh, yeah. Would he not go around and tell people, I've been chosen as an ambassador for my country? Wouldn't that be great? How many parents in here would be on the phone? Oh, me, I called to be an ambassador. I would be on the phone. What a privilege. We undervalue.
That's right.
We undervalue our place.
By far.
Let me tell you what you'll do today. If you value your place as an ambassador, when you go out today into church, you're going to make a difference. You're an ambassador for the king. You're going to affect someone around. As representing your country, you're going to be, hi, I'm Steve Connor. I'm an ambassador. I'm glad you're here. Listen, you know what? It's going to affect you. It's going to affect you if you take your responsibility. Okay, so know you're an ambassador. Okay, know you are an ambassador. If I don't get all these filled in, I'll still say them. Okay, you're an ambassador for Christ. What a great position. Don't undervalue it. Right? You are. Know this when you leave today. I spelt it wrong?
Yes. No, it's fine.
We got it. A door. Okay, it looks something like that. Listen, you guys could have a lot of fun with this. I don't know how to write. Okay. All right, listen to this. Know that Christ's ambassadors, listen, here's the second thing. You need to know that you are supposed to be controlled by love.
That's right.
Love is supposed to be your guiding principle in everything you do. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You can be a great ambassador, and you can speak some great words, but if you don't do it with love, you missed it. There's no profit. Do you hear me? As an ambassador, you need to be guided by love. When you talk to someone today, when you talk to somebody in the name of Christ, think in yourself about your position as ambassador and think you need to be doing it with love. You know, it's going to make a difference. That'll make a difference in the way you talk to people.
For sure.
It's going to fill you with, you're going to have grace. Okay? Our goal is to love others compassionately and completely as we spread the kingdom on earth. Right? If you're an ambassador, the best way to spread that is by loving people. Listen, you got to love me. That's what the Bible says. I got to keep using that on people. When my kids, you know what? When my kids tell me they love me, I tell them they're smart. that's what I do. I say, you are smart. You're getting smarter all the time. We are to love one another. We also, an ambassador also does this. An ambassador lives to the glory of his of another.
That's right.
They live for the glory of another. An ambassador does that. That's what, when you go to China, Rob, you're going there to live as a representative of another country. Your life is hid. Okay? You're going there to represent your country. That's the way we're supposed to be. And I want to tell you something. I'm going to give you a real quick thing here. You know, like I said, if you don't hear God's word, don't do it. But one big thing to measure your Christian ambassadorship value that you place on that is what you do with your money. What you do? You know, the Bible talks a whole lot about money.
Amen.
Steve's going to talk about money, but I hope you hear God. If you look at your checkbook and what you're spending and you see what it's doing, you can measure your kind of like your spiritual temperature. You can. I mean, is it your money?
No, it's God's.
Listen, my country has sent me everything I have. I'm supplied by my country. It's not mine. Do you hear me? It's not mine. I can be generous with it. They've given it to me. I can be generous. And they'll send me more. Think about that for a minute. How cool is that? Am I right?
Right.
Okay, what you guys need to do, if I'm right, you need to tell your face. Or your head, okay? Or don't beat me up after class, okay? It's a spiritual temperature.
Right.
Where are you putting your money? Where are you putting your wealth? Are you an ambassador over in China buying yourself a nice little house over there so you can live? Are you in with the culture? Right? Think. Where's your investment going?
Right.
Into this country that you're an ambassador into? I don't know. Something to think about. There's like over 2,000 verses in the Bible about money. It is important. I know, we're in time. I'm going to hurry. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say, yesterday our family got to go to the Woods Church. Has this thing called Compassion, and they have these trailers you can go through, and you hear three stories of kids who grow up, and they had absolutely nothing. And the first little girl had nothing, lost her whole family in Uganda, and God used someone's wealth here in the United States to help her. And since then, she's gotten her master's degree and goes back over there and just has poured her love out to that for Jesus' sake. And even uses her money now to support other kids. And so I don't know where I was going with that, except for that she's an ambassador now back to her.
Exactly.
For Jesus.
Yes, she is. The last one I want to get to is this. If you're an ambassador, you're also a reconciler. Ambassadors reconcile. That is your job. We are supposed to be reaching out to people who are away from God and bringing them closer to God. Yes.
But the end of 20 says we should be reconciled to God. So not just to others, but we ourselves are connecting with our Father.
I like that. You got to be in touch with the home country. Very good. Right? If you're not getting and receiving your information, right? We already got the letter. If we're not receiving our information, we can't be a good representative.
Right.
Right? And we need to be talking back. Okay. I want to do this. I want to go back to the love part. You know, when Jesus saved me, I was released. I used to do a lot of stuff in my life to try and please other people. I felt like you ever seen Charles Atlas and he's holding the world? That was Steve Connor. I was trying to hold the world. I was trying to please everybody except for who was most important. And guess what? When I got right with the Creator God, I felt like I'd been wearing ankle weights for like years and I took them off. Woo, man. You ever do that? You ever take them off? You know how that feels? Man, I felt like I was off the ground. I did not have that on me anymore. Guess what? I want you to love me. You have to, the Bible says, if you're a Christian. Anyway, but I want you to. I still want you to. I want you to. But you know what I found? If you don't love me, I'm going to be okay. You know why? Because God has forgiven me the unforgivable. He's called my name and he loves me. I am praying this morning. Let me pray. And we'll, is that good? I'm going to pray this morning for us. Okay? And then we're going to go. I hope you heard God. Mm-hmm. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come before you this morning. And God, I pray for each one here. God, for each ambassador that you have. God, you have a lot of ambassadors in this room. God, I pray as we stand up to leave this morning out of this room. God, I pray that we take a full look. God, we are your ambassadors. God, as we go out into the main body of the church today, God, I pray we take that with us. I pray we stand up a little taller. I pray we show that yes face to people. God, that we reach out our hand and we represent you well in this world. God, whatever we do, whether we eat, drink, anything we do, God, I pray that we'll bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.